Welcome and Sabbath blessing to everyone. I would like everyone to just hear this a little announcement for our children's Sabbath school lesson. I'm having a little difficulty with our audio, so I'm using two computers at the same time. So bear with me, dear ones, okay? So Sabbath blessing, everyone, and welcome to our children's Sabbath school lesson. On this beautiful Sabbath, August 10, 2019, this is our lesson 284, dear ones. And this is our chapter for our study today, chapter 62, entitled The Feast at Simon's House, Part 3. Our opening hymn is entitled, I Rather Have Jesus, and that is the hymn to our theme.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver gold. I'd rather be his than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than house and stolen. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sinless way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than mess of applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sinless way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lily of the rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from all of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus, I let him lead, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sinless way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic.
We could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight with thy. I pray that you may be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. Let us be able to avoid temptations that the devil may use against us. Let us be able to keep on trusting thee more than our own selves. Let us be able to keep on, you know, keep on fighting the good fight and keep on teaching anyone who doesn't know thee to, you know, to learn from thee. Let us be able to keep on being strong and being brave and being faithful. Let us be able to be courageous and unselfish and be determined for thee to help as many souls as we can. I pray also that you may be able to help have mom's computer fixed so that way it can go back to normal and do things as good as it did it as it was first made and first done. I pray also that you may be able to have to help us if with our health. Be with us if any of us may be sick or under the weather or even sick emotionally or have things that trouble us. Let us be respectful, truthful, obedient, and always thoughtful and also self-forgetful. Be more character chased than more thee and less of the world. Be with us to have you another blessed study, and let us keep on cherishing in every lesson that we learn. We love the Lord God, looking forward to being in the land that you promised to bring us to. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 2, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, "The Feast at Simon's House," in our storybook, Desire Vegas. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
John 19:33. "But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs." And John 19:36, "For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken."
Sabbath blessing, everyone. I think we are on John 19:38 or 19:37. John 19:37, "And again, another scripture said, they shall look on him who they pierced." John 19:38, "And after Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Father gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus." Amen.
We are in the scripture where it says John 19:39. If anyone of the dear family would like to read the following verses, may you unmute your mic, please.
John 19:39. "And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight." John 19:40. "Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury."
Continue the reading. John 19:41. "Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. In the garden a new sepulchre, wherewith was never man yet laid. Matthew 26:13. Really I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that is this woman has done be told for a memorial of her. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover 560 through 563. We are in Desire of Ages, 560. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Star of Ages, page 560. The fragrant gift which Mary had thought to lavish upon the dead body of the Savior, she poured upon his living form. At the burial, its sweetness could only have pervaded the tomb. Now it gladdened his heart with the assurance of her faith and love. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus offered not their gift of love to Jesus in his life. With bitter tears, they brought their costly spices for his cold, unconscious form. And continuing on the next slide. The women who bore spices to the tomb found their errand in vain, for he had risen. But Mary, pouring out her love upon the Savior while he was conscious of her devotion, was anointing him for the burial. And as he went down into the darkness of his great trial, he carried with him the memory of the deed, an earnest of the love that would be his from his redeemed ones forever. Desire of Ages, page 560, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, dear family. How did Mary's fragrant gift differ from that of Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus' love upon the body of the Savior? And also, which earnest act of the love that he carried as he went down into the darkness of his great trial? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
As Mary had thought to lavish upon the dead body of the Savior, she poured upon his living form, but with bitter tears they brought their costly spices for his cold and unconscious form. And Mary's pouring out her love upon him while he was unconscious of her devotion, anointing him for his burial.
Desire of Ages, page 560. Many there are who bring their precious gifts for the dead. As they stand about the cold, silent form, words of love are freely spoken. Tenderness, appreciation, devotion, all are lavished upon one who sees not their fears. Had these words been spoken when the weary spirit needed them so? Had these words been spoken when the weary spirit needed them so much? When the ear could hear and the heart could feel, how precious would have been their fragrance.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Who and what have been done to them who see it not nor hear it? Also, what would happen had these words be spoken when the weary spirit needed them so much? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
For the dead, many there are who bring their precious gifts for the dead as they stand about the cold, silent form. Words of love are freely spoken, tenderness, appreciation, devotion, all all our lovers and how precious would have been their friend. Then the ear and hear and the heart could feel.
Mary knew not the full significance of her deed of love. I mean, her deed of love. I'm sorry. She could not answer her accusers. She could not explain why she had chosen that occasion for anointing Jesus. The Holy Spirit had planned for her, and she had obeyed his promptings. Inspiration stoops to give no reason. An unseen presence. It speaks to mind and soul and moves the heart to action. It is its own justification.
Amen. Question, dear family, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Did Mary know the full significance of her deed of love, and why not? Also, how and why was this able to be done? And what does the unseen presence do for us all? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is no. She could not answer her accusers. She couldn't why she had chosen that occasion for anointing Jesus. And the Holy Spirit had planned for her, and she had obeyed his promptings. An unseen presence, it speaks to mind and soul and moves the heart to action, is its own justification.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Romans. I'm going to ask any one of the dear families that did receive the project. This song was also included in your email. If any one of the dear family can be able to play it for me, because I think the audio, whenever you play the music, is when you have difficulty. I will try, and if it's not working, is it possible that you let me know so I can stop it? This is the scripture song taken from Romans chapter 15, verse 13 from the King James Version.
Let me define that word for you, earnest. The way that word was used there, it's like a down payment or a promise of more to come. Mary's gift was an earnest of what would come later.
This scripture song was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Peaceful Rest. I apologize, dear ones. We are in the Sign of Ages, page 560. If any one of the dear family would like to take a paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 560. Christ told Mary the meaning of her acts, and in this he gave her more than he had received. In that she had poured his ointment on my body, he said, she did it for my burial. As the alabaster box was broken and filled the whole house with its fragrance, so Christ was to die, his body was to be broken. But he was to rise from the tomb, and the fragrance of his life was to fill the earth. Christ hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Ephesians 5:2. Desire of Ages, page 560, paragraph 5.
Question, dear family, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Did Christ tell Mary more than the meaning of her act? And what precious truth was brought about as the alabaster box was broken, filling the whole house with its fragrance? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is yes. And in this, you gave her more than he had received. In that she hath poured this ointment on my body, he said, she did it for my burial. And so Christ was to die, his body was to be broken, rise from the tomb, and the fragrance of his life was to fill the earth a sacrifice to God for sweet smelling savor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another few beautiful scripture songs together, dear one. And this one is also taken from our book, 2 Corinthians, just a minute, chapter 5, verse 14 to 15 from the King James Version. Should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him. Unto Him which doth for them, rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. Christ constrained us because we thus taught that if all die for all, then we're all dead. Under the for all that they wish to live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. Unto Him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. This scripture song was taken in the section God's Love. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 563. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 563. Verily.
Literally.
Verily.
Verily,
I say,
unto you,
Christ declared,
declared,
whosoever this gospel, this gospel,
shall be preached
throughout the whole world.
Okay,
and then mommy help you now?
Yeah.
Okay. Verily I say unto you, Christ declared, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that he had done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. Looking into the future, the Savior spoke with certainty concerning his gospel. It was to be preached throughout the world.
Continuing. And as far as the gospel extended, Mary's gift would shed its fragrance, and hearts would be blessed through her unstudied act. Kingdoms would rise and fall, and the names of monarchs and conquerors would be forgotten, but this woman's deeds would be immortalized upon the pages of sacred history, until time should be no more. That broken alabaster box would tell the story of the abundant love of God for all fallen race.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, dear boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests. What did Christ declare after he said, "Verily I say unto you, also, as far as what would the act of Mary's gift shed his fragrance in history?" If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mind.
Okay. Who wheresoever his gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken for the memorial of hath done shall be spoken of the memorial of her, and the kingdoms will rise and fall, the names of monarchs and conquerors and would be forgotten, but this woman deed would be immortalized upon the pages of sacred history.
There are pages, page 563. Mary's act was in marked contrast with that which Judas was about to do. What a sharp lesson Christ might have given him who had dropped the seed of criticism and evil thinking into the minds of the disciples. How justly the accuser might have been accused, he who reads the motives of every heart and understands every action. Next slide, please. Continuing, might have opened before those at the feast characters in the experience of Judas. The hollow pretense on which the traitor based his words might have been laid bare, for instead of sympathizing with the poor, he was robbing them of the money intended for their relief.
Continue the reading. Saba blessing everyone. Indignation. I have been excited against him for his oppression of the widow, the orphan, the hireling, and the hireling. But had Christ unmasked Judas, this would have been urged as the reason for the betrayal. And through the charges with being appeased, Judas would have gained sympathy even among the disciples. The Savior reproached him. Now, does he avoid giving him an excuse for his treachery? Desire Ages, 563, paragraph 2. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, dear family. What sharp lesson might Christ have given to him who have dropped the seed of criticism and evil thinking into the minds of the disciples? Also, what would have happened if Christ had unmasked Judas? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, he who reads the motives of every heart might have opened before those of the feast dark chapters in the experience of Judas. A traitor based his words, or it might have been laid bare. And this would have been urged as a reason for the betrayal and would have gained sympathy even among the disciples.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 15 from the King James Version. I hope and pray that it comes out a little bit clearer.
If the wicked receive a pledge, he will give back.
walk in the statues of love. Without committing iniquity, he shall surely, he shall not die. Is it the The scripture song was taken also from scripture song singers in the section Promises. Well, dear ones, praise the Lord, we made it through. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the section, dear ones, that story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
All right. Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. For January, where am I living? For August the 10th of 2019. And our story is entitled Greater Courage. Gather courage from the coldness of others. We'll explain that here as we go. Have you ever thought of hanging on to a chunk of ice to get warm by? We're going to find out how that's done. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That means it will get cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24, 12, and 13. And then it repeats. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The very atmosphere. This word atmosphere here refers to the influence of others. Is polluted with sin. When you look at the news, do you hear about God's love? No. All you hear about is wickedness, wickedness, wickedness. Soon, God's people will be tested by fiery trials or very hard trials. And the great proportion of those who now appear to be genuine and true, that is, the people you thought were good and true Christians, will prove to be base metal or just Christians in name only. Instead of being strengthened and confirmed by opposition, threats, and abuse, they will cowardly take the side of the opposers. This means that when the Sunday law is forced on us, they won't be true to God. The promise is, them that honor me, I will honor. Always remember that. Always the judgment of God, already the judgments of God are abroad in the land, as seen in storms, in floods, in tempests or hurricanes, in earthquakes, in perils by land and sea. Have you heard about automobile accidents? Or boats sinking? Prophecy is being fulfilled. The great I am, that is one of God's names. The great I am is speaking to those who make void his law or disobey it. When God's wrath is poured out upon the earth, who will then be able to stand? To stand here means to be faithful to God. Now is the time for God's people to show themselves true to principle. They, like the three Hebrews who were thrown in the fiery furnace, chose to obey God rather than man. They were true to their principle beliefs, what they were taught. When the religion of Christ is most held in contempt or laughed at and looked down upon, when his law is most despised, people make fun of God's law. Then should our zeal or our desire to obey God be the warmest and our courage the firmness the most unflinching or unchanging. To stand in defense of truth and righteousness when the majority forsake us or choose to sin. To fight the battles of the Lord when champions are few. There aren't many of your friends who are obeying God's commandments. This will be our test. Will you continue to keep God's commandments, or will you disobey them so that your friends will think good of you. Or so you can have work to do and buy food to eat. Will we be faithful to God? At this time, we must gather warmth from the coldness of others. We gather warmth by obeying God. We see the other person's unwillingness to obey, and we decide we are going to obey. Courage from their cowardice, or lack of courage in the face of danger, and loyalty from their treason. When you see others disobeying, you should want to obey even more. The captain of our salvation, that is Jesus, will strengthen his people for the conflict in which they must engage, or the trials that you must meet. Now is the time when you should closely connect, we should closely connect with God, that we may be hid from the fierceness of his wrath. And that wrath will be displayed in the seven last plagues. God's fierceness is poured out upon the sons of men, or on the wicked. All who will gather warmth from the coldness of others, courage from their disaffection, defections, or lack of love for God, and loyalty from their treason will triumph with the third angel's message. Treason is the highest crime of which man is guilty. Satan was guilty of treason in heaven. He wanted to overthrow and change God's government. So we don't want to be treasonous or traitors. That was taken from Sons and Daughters of God, page 201. And thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. So next week, by God's grace, we'll be reviewing part one of our lesson, the Feast at Simon's House, part three. So if you have any questions or anything you would like to share with your dear brethren, you'll be able to do so. Or if you have any questions besides these in the study, you can send them so we can prayerfully, by God's grace, be able to research it and have the answer for you before Saturday. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests that would like to have closing prayer, may you unmute your mic. If we can bow our heads and our hearts and speak humbly before the throne of grace. Father, before anything, I would like to thank you, Father Jesus, to be able to let us see it through on our duty, dear Lord, to be able to do the children's service. Is it possible that you can be able to please help me find what was erased for the outpost of the speaker going out, Father Jesus? And we pray that maybe next week we'll be able to have a little bit more clarity on the study. Father, may you bless each and every one of our dear families that are here in the room, for those that are listening over the phone and also over the radio or later on the recording. Bless each and every one of us, Father. May you continue on this blessed day. I pray that the Holy Spirit will be our companion this day to open the words of truth and to help us to not only receive it, Father Jesus, but to plant it deep in our heart soil and have the strength to be able to put it into practical use. Bless each of the family, especially those that might be ill or whatever they are going through, Father Jesus. May they hold on to you, for you are the truly antidote for all our illness. We thank you and we love you, Father Jesus. Forgive me for my sins and my iniquity and my shortcoming. Forgive me for my unchristlike spirit, Father. If anything that I have done, Father Jesus, in this tabernacle, I plead the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for being here with us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have our part two review of our chapter 62, this, the feast at Simon's house, part 3, and that will take place on August 17, 2019. We have prepared activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy, and we hope and pray that you have a blessed Sabbath and a peaceful one as well. Sabbath blessing, everyone.